Please have a seat, children. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. All right. Come join me. All right. How y'all doing this morning? Good? Good. You know, I'll tell you about a special guy who, when he was a little boy, he went to church all the time, even when church wasn't going on. Can you imagine going to church when there's nobody else there? Kind of odd. But he would go there and he would pray all the time, and he was studying the Bible. He was just, you know, and the priest and everybody were just amazed on how this little kid was so wise. And then when he grew up, you know, he eventually became, you know, he became a priest. And then eventually became a bishop. Do you all remember last year when Bishop Larry was here? The guy with the big old hat? And, you know, and a bishop has a special job because their job is to, you know, where, you know, like a priest like myself, we're kind of in charge of maybe a church or two. Where the bishop, his job is to kind of watch a whole big area, which is called a diocese. And so this young man became a bishop, and because he was so wise and he was so pious, and that guy had a name you might all recognize. His name was Saint Nicholas. You've all heard of Saint Nicholas? And this was like a long, long time ago in this place called Mira, which is now in this country, you know, in the country called Turkey. And so, you know, he was really known for a very generous heart, you know, and he would help out people who were in need, whether they were Christian or not. He would try to help them, you know, if they were hungry. He tried to teach people. And, you know, and he every once in a while he would do some, like, really crazy things that we often refer to as miracles. Like one time, so sometimes he's known as a patron saint of sailors. You know what a patron saint is? Okay, sometimes a patron saint is someone that people look up to. Like our church is called St. Andrew's. And so our patron saint of our parish is St. Andrew's. So we kind of look up at St. Andrew's as, you know, sort of important to us and his ministry. Well, St. Nicholas was on this boat with these people, and they were sailing to the Holy Lands. And the Holy Lands is the place where Jesus was brought up. You know, that's like Israel and Jerusalem and Judea. And a storm came up. And, of course, everybody was scared. And St. Nicholas started praying. And as the more he prayed, the calmer the sea got. And so as long as he was praying, the sea was perfect. And the sailors got where they were going safely. So that's why he's a patron saint of sailors. But one of the reasons we remember him, you know, what do we know St. Nicholas for? What's that? Santa? And we often remember him as Santa. And what does St. Nicholas do? Brings presents, right? That's one of the reasons we know St. Nicholas. Well, you know, one of the reasons he started this reputation very early on, you know, is a lot of times you'll see him holding like three gold balls, but what they are is really coins, because there was these three young ladies whose dad, you know, was very poor, and back then you needed to have a little bit of money to get married. And none of the girls had any money, and of course that meant that they weren't going to be able to get married. And St. Nicholas, you know, snuck over their house in the middle of the night because he didn't want to embarrass them. And he threw three bags of coins through the window. And so when the young girls woke up the next morning, here there was these three bags of coins that helped, and they were able to get married. So that's why we often remember St. Nicholas. And so he has a long history of sneaking in at the middle of the night and, you know, and leaving us presents. So today, even though we think of Santa Claus on Christmas, this is a lot of places in the world, and a lot of people will celebrate a special celebration today. of Saint Nicholas. And so today we remember him. Of course, now when we picture him as Saint Nicholas on a day like that, he usually isn't wearing the big red suit that we imagine. He's usually wearing a clothes like a bishop, you know, the big pointy hat and the stole and looking like, you know, very holy. And so today we just, you know, so today on this feast of Saint Nicholas, you know, we remember, you know, it's great to get gifts, right? We all, I know you. You like to get a present, don't you, Angie? I do too. We all like to get presents, right? But sometimes it's just as fun as to do like Saint Nicholas do and give presents, right? Sometimes, there's something that makes you feel good when you give something to somebody and it makes them very happy and you feel happy. And so this is what we remember, is that part of Saint Nicholas as the giver. And we try to remember to give like he did. And he gave because Jesus often gave to people who were in need. So today, I know later on, I think we might actually get a visit from him tonight when we have the Christmas tree lighting. So hopefully you'll all be there tonight. If not, I'm sure he'll show up somewhere. Thanks. I want you to grab your seats. Now, I guess just a very, very quick, I guess you want a sermonette. You know, I know this becomes a crazy time of year. You know, even on a good year, this time of year can get crazy. I was looking at my calendar and realizing that I'm kind of hoping for the second coming to come pretty quickly so I can have a night off. But, you know, as we get prepared for the holidays, and, you know, we start rushing around, our calendars start filling up, you know, whether with from work or from events with families and friends or from work, or if you have kids, there's, you know, a concert, it seems like, every other night. And then we often find ourselves rushing around to get everything ready to have a perfect Christmas, which there's no such thing as a perfect Christmas. I'm going to tell you that right now. And we get ourselves all wrapped up sometimes, you know, the anxiety. And now added to it this year, we of course have, you know, as I said, the holiday season can be crazy on its own. And then right now it seems like the world has gone crazy around us, which adds a little bit to the anxiety. And the one word, if I would have to put it in one word, that I have for you today is stop. Advent is a time in which we stop. The word itself, Advent, is from the Latin word that means to come or arrival. We are preparing our hearts and minds for the return of Christ. As it said in our collect today, you know, as it says in our prayers and such, about waiting for the first, you know, Advent, when Christ came at Christmas so many years ago, we're waiting for that next Advent, for Christ to come again. And so this is a time in which we take time out and just stop once in a while, step away from the craziness, to just offer ourselves a chance to pray, to meditate, to just be with God. Now, prayer comes to each of us in a different way. Some of us are very formal with our prayer. You know, we like to take out our prayer books. You know, maybe we have the little, here we have the daily bread. Other of us, prayer is more of a silent thing where we like to sit and quietly be with God. While others of us, we just sort of make it up as we go. It doesn't matter how you pray. It's just that you take the opportunity to just be with God, to step away from all that's going on, even if it's just a few minutes here and there, to prepare your hearts and minds not only for that great feast day of the Nativity of Jesus, aka Christmas, but to prepare yourselves for when Christ comes again. As we're often taught, we don't know. Maybe it'll be this afternoon. Maybe it'll be 1,000 years from now. But we prepare ourselves in that relationship. And we help others too. We become like John in our gospel today, that voice in the wilderness that cries out about preparing your hearts to help others to understand that they too have an opportunity to build a relationship with Christ. Nowadays, our wilderness may not be as John's was, you know, this kind of desert, rough area. Sometimes that desert is, you know, if we work in the city, maybe it's, you know, our nice suburban neighborhood. Sometimes, you know, it's the country. But you are each and every one of us called to follow John's example and be that voice in whatever wilderness you're at the moment. To allow other people to know that it's okay to stop, to take time out to build a relationship with God. To realize that, yes, a lot of times there isn't much we can do about the craziness around us. But to remind ourselves, we don't have to become a part of it. To me, Advent is the most beautiful time of the year if I allow myself to enjoy it. So my sisters and brothers, stop.